This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden says U.S. support for the Philippines and Japan defense is ironclad amid the growing China provocations. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Biden gathered with Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the White House in the midst of growing concern about provocative Chinese military action in the Indo-Pacific.
When we stand as one, we're able to forge a better future for all. And that's what this new trilat is all about, in my view.
The U.S. and the Philippines have had a mutual treaty in place for more than 70 years. Biden's forceful reinforcement of the American commitment comes in the midst of persistent skirmishes between the Philippine and Chinese coast guards in the disputed South China Sea. Norman Hall, Washington.
Israel is keeping up its war in Gaza, but is also preparing for scenarios in other areas, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Thursday, amid concern that Iran was preparing to strike Israel in response for the killing of senior Iranian commanders. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Israel has not claimed the killings, but Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said on Wednesday Israel must be punished, and it shall be for the attack. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday Iran was threatening to launch a significant attack in Israel, while Germany and Russia have both called on countries in the Middle East to show restraint. Tehran has avoided direct confrontation with Israel or the United States, with Iran-backed groups declaring support for the Palestinians, waging attacks from Lebanon, Yemen, and Iraq. Most Israeli troops have pulled out of Gaza in preparation for an assault on the southern city of Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.